You are listening to the Better Together podcast, brought to you by the National Association of Free Will Baptists.
Welcome to the Better Together podcast, where we look for ways we can work together to advance the gospel of Jesus Christ. Today we have with us Miss Phyllis York. She's the interim director of the WNAC. She's also been the wife of Pastor Tim York for a few years, we will say. Mm-hmm. Ministered as in her churches that they have been in, has also worked with the Master's Men before she worked here with the WNAC. So, Miss Phyllis, you have worked for a long time with Christian ministry and for our denomination. So for that, we thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
It's so good to have you here today. And as your role of interim director, and really even before that, working with the WNAC, you know the WNAC in and out. So share with our listeners, what does the WNAC actually do?
Well, our main purpose is to equip women to be better disciples for Christ, and then in turn, they can make disciples. And so we try to provide resources that would encourage them and would help them. Our Treasure Bible Study is online now. It has been for a couple of years, and it's free, it's downloadable, and it's printable. It can be used in individual studies, or it can be used in group studies. And so we try to make our theme for the year, like this year, our theme is When God Intervenes. And so we try to make our topics, our subjects, relevant to what's going on in society and what's going on in Christians' lives. And so we just want to equip our women so that they can be better disciples for Christ.
So you're listening in, you're thinking, hey, we could use that. All they have to do is go to the WNAC website.
Yes.
And from time to time, people say, oh, I miss the paper. Well, you can print it.
Yes, you can. You can. And this this issue, the July through September issue, is going to be a new design. We've done a redesign, and we're no longer doing the half pages, but we're going to be doing a full 8.5 by 11. And so that gives us more room for pictures and design. And I'm really excited. Tori Thompson Matlock is helping me with the design. And she's a young, fresh mind. And so I'm looking forward to all the new things that she has in store for us.
It's exciting. And yeah. You guys have also been doing various workshops, seminars, kind of day meetings, both online and in person for ladies as well and young girls.
Yes, we have. We have our last for the girls was an online event, the Shine online event, and we had several people participated in that, and we had a lot of good comments, and leaders would get their girls together and in like at a house, have a sleepover, and then the next day they watched the videos and had some good interaction. And then on March the 26th, we had our first in-person Flourish Ladies Day event. It was at the Central Federal Baptist Church in Huntington, West Virginia. We had 115 in attendance. There were a couple of men there, which that's okay. And we had 10 states represented, and West Virginia, Ohio, and Kentucky all went together to host that regional event, and we're hoping to do some more in some different regions in the near future.
So you're listening in, you think, hey, I'd like to see that in my community. They just reach out to you, reach out to Miss Ruth, who will be coming in November,
yes.
I think it is, and you guys will set them up, and they'll be able to have one of these in their own community.
Yes, absolutely. We'll work with churches. We'll work with states. If there's two or three states want to go together and put on a Flourish event or even a Shine event, they just need to get in touch with us and let us know, and we'll be glad to do what we can to get those events going.
This is great. Now, you also do a lot for our missionaries. Anyone that's been in this office long, they'll see missionaries go back to the provision closet. Tell us a bit about the provision closet and that ministry.
The provision closet was started by Lucille Stewart, and it is a ministry where churches, states, bring items, tangible items, and put them in the closet. We have like silverware, we have dishes, we have vacuum cleaners, we have luggage, just anything that you can think of to, that you would need to start a to set up a house or to, you know, fill in the blanks of stuff that you might not have. We have those tangible items in there as well. And if there's something that we don't have in the closet, we can send a gift card or give them a gift card and they can go to Walmart or Target or wherever and purchase what they need. We also have a gift card ministry. And that is a very, it has really taken off. We get a lot of gift cards now where we didn't used to. And what that gift card ministry does is for a missionary who is coming home and on furlough for a year or whatever, and they're traveling, we can give them usually between $250 to $300 worth of gift cards. And they can use those gift cards as they travel to purchase their meals, or to purchase gasoline or items that they might need as they're traveling. And that way they don't have to take the money out of their account. If it's a new appointee, you know, they're out trying to raise their money and they don't, they're having a lot of expenses. So this ministry aids them in being able to not have to take money out of their account to travel. So we're very thankful. And it's a lot easier to get the items to us because you just put them in an envelope and mail them to us, whereas the other items, the tangible items, you either have to bring them here and deliver them or you have to pay for shipping. And, you know, that adds to the cost. So we're very thankful for that. And our missionaries just, you know, we don't ever ask them what they've gotten. We never ask how much did they take out of there. We just say, here it is. And it's been said in the past, it's like going to Walmart without a checkout line. So
that's great. That's great. So you're listening in, you're thinking, oh, we could help out with that. You could send those to the WNAC. They'll make sure they get to the right places. And wow, what, it really lifts a burden.
Yes, it does. And on our website, WNAC.org, we have an updated list of items, tangible items that we do need in the closet. And we try to keep that updated, you know, very frequently. Mm-hmm. So if somebody wants to send items, they can always go there and see what the need is.
That's great. And we all know how expensive food and gasoline has gotten these days. So we hope our listeners will respond and check out WNAC.org, those items there, and send them your way.
Yes, for sure.
The financial aspect of WNAC has struggled for a bit. I think Brother Terry Hill once said, everything has been cut. You know, your WNAC is cut to the bone. So one of the things you all have done is set up the Giving Tree.
Yes.
Tell us a bit about that and how people can support the ministry of the WNAC.
Well, since we became a department in 2014, we no longer charge dues. We used to have a $15 due that was the national fee to become a part of the WNAC. But now that we're a department, we no longer need to do that because the churches that pay their membership fees, that makes their women and their women's ministry part of the national work. And so to compensate for that loss, the WNAC board, which they've always been trying to find a way that they could raise extra money, because what we even got with our dues was not enough to keep us afloat. You know, we were always having to scramble to find more finances. So the board came up with the Giving Tree, the WNAC Giving Tree, and it's just a fundraising campaign that allows churches, states, districts. I noticed the other day there's a state that has pledged a monthly amount, and then there's individual churches, there's individual people, you know, who are pledging certain amounts. You can give $10 all the way up to $100 per month, and each tier is a different colored leaf. And then we want to be able to put the person's name who has made the donation, put their name on the leaf, and then put the leaf on a tree that we eventually will have in the office, a permanent tree. And so if we get all of the donations and the pledges that we're promoting, it'll generate another $35,000 for the year for WNAC, which would be a tremendous blessing. It would help us to continue the ministries we're already doing. And then for the future ministries, some of the plans that we have in the back of our mind, but we can't, you know, facilitate them because we don't have the funds to do so.
So you're listening. You can do this as an individual. You can participate in the Giving Tree. Mm-hmm. You could do it as your church. Put WNAC in your budget.
Yes.
Regularly give to the WNAC. And Terry says all the time, you have a lot of money that comes in, but all of your money goes out. Mm-hmm. So basically whatever you're usually receiving is going out to missions, it's going out for scholarships, it's going to someone else. To keep the operation going, you've got to have some funds yourself.
Yes, we do. We do. And we're hoping that, you know, the Giving Tree will be something that people will get on board with and support. We've had some really good responses, and hopefully, you know, people watching this podcast that they're going to, oh, yeah, I want to help as well. And, you know, we're a department and we have to raise funds like other departments. So this was one of the ways that the board saw that maybe, you know, we could generate that extra income.
Yes. And so we mentioned Miss Ruth. Miss Ruth McDonald mm-hmm. will be coming November.
Yes.
So part of what you're trying to do is have things in as good a shape for her as possible.
Oh, yes.
And so we encourage folks to give. We also encourage folks to pray for WNAC mm-hmm. and pray in particular for Miss Ruth and as she prepares to come our way.
Oh, yeah. She's coming from Japan, and she's going to be in a new country and a new ministry. And I'm sure in Japan she ministered to women, and that'll be no different. Women are women wherever we are. We all have the same emotional needs and whatever. But it'll just be take some adjusting to be able to come in and take care of this ministry. And if she doesn't have to worry about finances, then that's just going to be a blessing for her. And
yes.
So we're trying to be able to get it, you know, very stable so that she can concentrate on other areas. Because there's going to be a big learning curve. There's going to be a lot of things she's responsible for that I didn't really realize that Elizabeth did until I sat in her chair. And now I'm like, oh, my goodness. So,
yeah.
You know, it's been an ordeal to try to keep up with it all. But Elizabeth has came in and helped me several hours doing things. So I'm very appreciative to her and for the foundation that she laid for WNAC and the new direction that we're going in. So we're trying to tell churches that they don't have to have that monthly in a box kind of meeting, but any kind of ministry that they do within their churches is considered Frill Baptist Women's Ministry. If they have a Bible study, if they have a ladies' day out, if they have, like at my church, we do American Heritage Girls, which is an alternative to Girl Scouts. I have 8 women that do that consistently, twice a month. And, you know, all of that is women's ministry. And the only thing is, we need to know what you're doing in your church. So connect with your state leaders or connect with the office here and just say, hey, this is what my church is doing. And that, you know, as you often say, we are better together. And yeah. We just need to know how much better we are, you know, by what other churches are doing and other organizations or other women's groups.
Absolutely. Well, thank you, Miss Phyllis. Thank you for the good work you have been doing. We also hope Miss Elizabeth will listen in. Thank you for Miss Elizabeth,
yes.
The good work she's done. And we're praying for Miss Ruth. We're excited about her coming.
Yes.
And you listeners, we hope you will be praying. Pray for the ministry of WNAC, and we hope you'll also prayerfully consider giving to this important ministry. The more they have, the more you guys can give back
yes.
to the work of the Lord. And truly, we all know when we struggle financially, when we're worried about the finances, it detracts from our ability to really do what
we
need to do.
Yes, for sure.
So we hope folks will get behind this Giving Tree and take it and use it.
Yes, sir. Thank you for this opportunity.
Well, you're welcome, and thank you for joining us today. And we want to thank our listeners for joining us today. We want to encourage you to subscribe on YouTube, like the Better Together page if you've not done so far, and give us some feedback. We're in the newly refurbished Better Together room.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Pate did a good job. Eric Thompson did a lot of design. I don't really think Ryan helped with it. But anyway, a lot of good work on this room. Give us some feedback on what you think and mm-hmm. The good work our folks are doing. And send Miss Phyllis a big shout out for the good job she did today. Remember, when we work together, Miss Phyllis has already said it, well, we truly are better together. Let's work together for the gospel of Jesus Christ.